The local context. Students entering the program. It is important that students entering the program have the ability to successfully complete it. Programs need to know whether the students were successful in completing secondary education, the education methods with which the students are most familiar, the demographics of the students, hopefully similar to those of the clients they will be working with, and their native languages. The local health and welfare needs. Programs need to gather data on local healthcare trends, the incidence of health and welfare needs, local epidemiology, threats to health and welfare, and factors that influence health. This information will inform the content of the program, the selection of educators, and the required teaching resources. Local health, welfare, disability, and legal systems. Information that will inform the development of the educational program includes national health and welfare goals and priorities, legislative aspects that are relevant to occupational therapy practice, which includes health systems and health profession regulation, the various systems and organisations, both public and private, in which occupational therapists may work, and the health funding system. Local view of health-giving occupations. An understanding of local beliefs, values, and meaning of occupation will inform how occupation may be used in the local context. These may be using occupation as a tool to enhance well-being or restore health, as a tool for community development, or to describe the goals of occupational therapy intervention. Occupation may also be a way of finding out what interrupted a person's occupational performance, how their environment supports or impedes participation, and to influence health and welfare policies and legislation. Knowing local occupation that is a part of people's everyday lives and how occupation may be a source of health or ill health is essential for an occupational therapy education program. Local occupational therapy history. Knowing the history of occupational therapy honours what has gone before and provides a context for appreciating contemporary practice. This may include how the profession began, the reception of the profession within the health and legislative systems, the alliances that were built, and establishment of the professional association. It may also include the theories and interventions that have guided practice.